Jesus by night, to ask him the way of salvation and light. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned in to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here on this subject of peace, and that Jesus is our peace. We've seen about prophesying of Zacharias, that Jesus would be the one that would come to guide our feet into the way of peace, that there was an announcement in the Old Testament about the Prince of Peace, and that is one of the names of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is there's a type of him found in Melchizedek, as the scripture tells us, which is the King of Salem, the King of Peace. And the proclamation of the angels was that glory to God in the highest and peace on earth, goodwill toward men. And again, the Lord Jesus coming is the greatest example of love that God has had for mankind in sending his Son to be the Savior. Jesus has the power of peace. He can still the waters and calm them. He can calm and still the soul by his salvation and his great power. The work of the kingdom, we have seen, is not just the physical, but also a righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit of God. And so we have also seen about the Lord Jesus and the proclamation of those that were there at Jerusalem, and the things that they declared, there as the Lord Jesus was entering into the city, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And then Jesus, as he cried over Jerusalem, he said, "Oh, this is the time. This is the time that you should have known the things that belong to your peace." But because of the leadership and because of just the sin of the nation, they were hid from their eyes. Jesus is our peace. He is the only way to peace. The only way to have peace is to have peace in the soul. Society is made up of families, and families make up communities, and communities make up states and nations and so on. And the only way for there to be true and everlasting peace is for there to be peace in the individual soul. And that is peace with God. Peace with God regarding the sin that you have and the sin that you are so filled up with us, All of us are sinners before God. We have all transgressed his law. We are guilty before him, and we need a payment for that transgression, that sin, that going against what the Lord has said is right and true for us to obey or to abstain from, whatever it is. The Lord tells us things to do. The Lord tells us things not to do. We have all gone against that, and that brings a penalty. And because of the penalty and the sure coming of that penalty and that payment that we would have to give for our sin, not in this life but eternally, there is a dread, and there is a because of that there is a lack of peace. The Lord says in the scriptures that our sins have separated between us and him. And so sin is this robber of peace. Adam and his wife were there in the Garden of Eden at the beginning, and they had fellowship with the Lord, and they were made innocent. They enjoyed all the blessing of the Lord given of unto them and made for them by the Lord. And all of that peaceful existence and fellowship with the Lord was broken by Adam eating of the tree, Eve eating of the tree that God had said, don't eat of it. And that plunged us all into sin, plunged us all into a lack of peace, a destroying of peace between us and God. And because of that sin and that coming judgment for sin, there's a lack of peace. But by Jesus Christ and what he did for sinners and sinners, this place of sinners, by coming and living perfectly to show that there was no sin in him, and then to willingly give himself to be killed on the cross of Calvary, to shed his blood and to give his body a sacrifice, and as the scripture tells us, to pour out his soul even unto death, a sacrifice that God Almighty, God the Father, would receive as payment for sinners' sins. That payment would be the payment that he would receive. That peace can be obtained by Adam's children, that's you and me, all of the human race, can be obtained by repentance, admitting before God that we're guilty of transgressing against him. And in that turning from that, admitting that that is wrong and that is wicked and it's against God, it's an affront to him and his righteousness and holiness, and receiving the Lord Jesus Christ, and that what he did nearly some 2,000 years ago for the individual, not us as a group and collectively, but you, the sinner that doesn't have peace, to receive what Jesus did, to believe and trust in Jesus and what he did, that your sins might be paid for by what he has done, that you, by his payment for your sins, would be forgiven, and that by what he has done on the cross of Calvary, you can be forgiven and given his righteousness and be brought and even adopted and made a child of God because of what Jesus has done. Jesus is our peace. He's our only help and our only hope of peace. And it's a good hope. It's a no-so hope. It's a sure hope that's found in him. So we've seen all these things in the messages so far that tell us and show us that Jesus is our peace. His desire to bring peace unto his nation and to sinners in that. But the Lord Jesus in Mark and in Luke tells us something else that might seem contrary to this, but it's not. So I want to read this, Matthew chapter 10, verse number 34. Jesus declares, "Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword." In Luke chapter 12, the same reference is made here in verse number 51. He asks this question, "Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth? I tell you, nay, but rather division." So wait a minute. We've seen all this about Jesus is our peace and his desire to bring peace, and that he is the Prince of Peace, and he's proclaimed to be the peacemaker between God and man, the only one that can bring everlasting and eternal peace. So then what is this that he says? "Think not that I am come to send peace on earth." Do you suppose that I'm come to give peace on earth? He says, no, I say I've come to make a division. And why is it? All this lead up and all this this word that he's the peacemaker and everything, and then he tells us flatly that there's going to be division because of him. Well, here's what it is. You and I, we naturally don't have peace. We try and we strive to obtain peace, and we do so without success. We might have occasional satisfaction that lasts for a very little while, but all of it found in sin or in self-piety, people pursuing after religion to gain peace and such as that. All of the peace that we pursue is not a lasting peace and not it's a false peace. It's not an eternal peace. And so the desiring peace as we do, Jesus says that, and the scripture declares that he is the way of peace, but then he says here that he is going to not bring peace, but a division. And here's why. Because we naturally think that we know the way of peace, and we could make our own peace and make our own excuse, make our own testimony and reply against God, which is not true. We cannot. We have no ability for peace within us. And then in our nature, we look on over here at Jesus Christ, and we find that he declares that we can have peace through him, through repentance of our sins and faith in him and his gospel and his sacrifice and what the Father has done through sending his Son to be a Savior of the world. And we look on at that and we said, no, peace must come a different way than that. And by our rejection of him, the division is made. The sword is brought out, because we naturally do not want anything to do with a Savior. We won't want to be told we need a Savior. We don't want to be told that we can't save ourselves. We don't want to be told that our righteousness is not good enough. We don't want to be told that we cannot bring peace to ourselves. And we pitch a fit against what God has declared and what God has done through the sending of his Son. And there's no peace. There's division. There's enmity and hatred against God, because God comes to us and says, you're a sinner. And we said, no, I'm not that bad of a sinner. God comes to us and says, I've sent my Son that you might be saved through repentance and faith in him. And we say, no, I'm not going to yield any of my responsibility and will and desire to a message like that. I am self-sufficient. I will bring my own peace. And so the peacemaker comes, the Father sends his Son to be a peacemaker, and we, mankind, we naturally reject that way, and that division is made. Jesus is not turning the table and saying he's not come to bring peace, but he says by his way of only his way of there only being peace, that he is the only way, the way, the truth, and the life. His way is the only way that peace can be made. By our rejection of that, division, a sword, and a lack of peace ensues and continues. And so may the Lord help us. May the Lord help us to see that Jesus, not our own way, but Jesus is the only way of peace. And if you're not saved, we point you to him. Repent of your sins and believe and trust in the King of Peace, the Prince of Peace, for the salvation of your soul. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com,
or on the web at www.almstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Almsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.